The dollar is running it back on this Tuesday. The buck is getting a bit more of a boost into the North American Open after NFIB small business optimism spiked in November, coming in well above expectation. This has taken many currencies back towards yearly low levels against the dollar, with the Canadian dollar even pushing a little further and extending declines to its lowest levels against the buck since April of 2020. Prime Minister Trudeau was on the wire saying Canada would respond if President-elect Trump imposed new tariffs on Canadian imports. Earlier today, the RBA was out holding rates as expected, but did offer up a more dovish-leaning communication, which was already behind some initial Aussie downside. Over in the euro area, there has been some minor relief that President Macron will be able to bring together a broad group of political parties and avoid crisis. As far as the U.S. session goes, there's some more optimism after Bloomberg has reported U.S. lawmakers have outlined a rough plan to avoid a government shutdown next week. As far as the economic calendar goes, absence of first-tier data will keep the focus on the bigger picture themes. That's all for now.